Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by AARP.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're kicking off this morning with a confirmation watch. Ronny Jackson's VA nomination is on the rocks. Burgess Everett and Alana Shore report that Republicans are considering postponing his confirmation hearing this week over potentially new negative information the committee has received. As the Washington Post's Josh Dossi noted on Twitter, there was no vetting on Ronny Jackson, no formal interview, no process. Now his nomination will be held up amid a probe into his behavior.
There's been a tragedy in Toronto. The Toronto Star is reporting that a van driver has killed 10 and injured 15. Meanwhile, voters in Arizona's 8th Congressional District will go to the polls today to replace Republican Congressman Trent Franks, who resigned earlier this Congress. Republicans have been spending a fair amount of money to boost Debbie Lesko in an effort to ensure there isn't another Democratic upset after a shocking loss in Pennsylvania and Alabama. To be clear, this is a seat Republicans should have no problem winning. Franks ran unopposed in his last two general election races, and Trump won the district by 21 points.
CNN is reporting that President Trump has ramped up his personal cell phone use as John Kelly's influence in the West Wing is waning. On the investigations front, Josh Gerstein has the counter-narrative that flipping Michael Cohen against Trump might not be so easy because legal obstacles make it hard for lawyers to expose clients' guarded secrets. And Ben Schreckinger reports that Trump's false claims to James Comey about Moscow could aid Mueller's investigation.
CNN has a wide-ranging interview with Charles Kushner where Jared Kushner's father said he pushed him to do the deal for 666 Fifth Avenue, a major blunder in the Kushner's real estate empire. On the Scott Pruitt front, Republicans are peeling off. Three Senate Republicans have called for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee to look into Pruitt's conducts. Bloomberg has a piece that Pruitt is also losing favor in the White House.
The Denver Post has a story that Republican Representative Doug Lamborn should be kept off the 2018 ballot over improperly gathered voter signatures. His campaign has said he would challenge the ruling in federal court. And the Houston Chronicle is reporting that former President George H.W. Bush is hospitalized with a blood infection and is responding to treatment.
Here's what the president has on tap for today. He's holding a bilateral meeting and then will hold a joint press availability with Emmanuel Macron. The two will also have lunch in the afternoon. Trump will also meet with Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. This evening, Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will host a state dinner. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.